Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Janice Kephart. Janice is the CEO of Secure Identity and Biometrics Association. Janice, give us the website, please, and tell us about your organization.
Sure. It's cibasoc.org. We are a new organization in Washington, D.C., just founded in February, and we were founded in an area where biometrics and secure identity solutions are largely misunderstood to society. These technologies are critical to many aspects of our lives and mobile solutions. People are in consumer solutions. People are, you know, they've got the fingerprint on the phone. But they're increasingly important as well in other consumer areas and will be in areas like healthcare, et cetera. But they're absolutely essential as well in government functions such as law enforcement and border security.
Access to federal buildings and all that.
Yes, access control is an important one as well. So,
give us some biometric examples.
Okay, so, you know, people are most familiar with biometrics. The traditional one has been fingerprint in a law enforcement situation. Everybody knows, you know, the forensics of a fingerprint. But now, you know, fingerprint is also used in consumer applications. You're increasingly seeing it with banking as well. Banking all over the world is starting to roll it out. So if biometrics include anything like facial recognition, fingerprints, voice, retina scans, as you mentioned during break, any of these things. And
Remind them how a retina scan works.
So basically how these technologies work is they all sort of do the same thing. They work in the same way because there are sort of minimum standards that they have to meet. So what they do is they'll take sort of a picture of your physical attributes and they'll convert that image into a long series of numbers. And then those long series of numbers, usually it's an enrollment situation, so they'll sit in a database, and that series of numbers will be matched against anytime your image comes across again. It'll see if those same series of numbers come up, and if they do, it'll match them. So it's never matching against your actual image, and oftentimes the images aren't actually saved, just the numbers are saved. Sometimes the images are saved in a separate repository, and then in another repository would be saved your identifying information, your name, and whatever information.
Right.
So if it's an employer situation, oftentimes they're using this now for small business or large business. They use them now for clocking in and clocking out.
Right.
So making sure that, and an interesting point that
because we all know that people have clocked other people in for them before. A retina scanner, by the way, folks, the inside of your eye, the vessels inside your eye are as unique as your fingerprint. And that's one of the ways they're able to use a retina scanner, right? Right, Janice?
Yeah, they're actually even more so. It's actually even more reliable with your iris or your retina to do so. And so that's incredibly accurate technology.
Yeah.
It's just a little harder to
deploy. What do you say to people who say that this is a form of profiling?
Oh, it's absolutely not a form of profiling. Everybody is completely unique, so there's no way to profile anybody with it. You're not taking common characteristics and putting them in a bucket and saying, if you have these common characteristics.
Facial recognition could be used that way, couldn't it?
It's based on, no, not really. It's everybody is completely unique. The only purpose of it is to assure that you are who you say you are. Nobody else can pretend that they are you. So, you know, if your passport is stolen, we're not using biometrics the way we should in our border control,
right.
But other countries are. So, for example, somebody steals U.S. passport is a hot commodity item right now. If you're a U.S. passport holder and you're traveling, and somebody steals your passport right now, there's a good chance if that passport is not reported lost and stolen that your identity can be stolen. The biometric, however, if we were using biometrics correctly, that person could not leave the United States.
Could not be using, yeah,
your passport,
that makes sense.
Or could not come in. And so that protects you. And so it's the same thing in banking, same thing in healthcare. And it can give you access to
Janice,
records if we reform healthcare.
I need your website one more time.
SIBASSOC.org.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Okay, bye-bye.
Janice Kephart, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.